Aren't you glad that one day Jesus is going to make it all clear?
Yes, sir. Amen.
A lot of things we don't understand right now. What's it say in Corinthians? Now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Of course, some of the things that trouble us now, I don't think we're going to care about when we get to glory. We're just going to be so glad to be there. So glad to be there. And we're so glad that you're here in the Lord's house today. We pray God's blessings upon every member, every visitor, every person that's here. Anyone that's listening in the parking lot and those that listen later on the website, we're so glad to make you a part of our service here today at Barbie's Grove. It's good to be in God's presence, to worship Him, to honor Him, to know that He's our King and our God. Father, we thank You for this day. It's a gift. A gift. That we were alive this day. Thank You for the strength to get up and come to the Lord's house. Thank You, Father, for spiritual ears to hear as the Holy Spirit speaks to our heart. Father, we pray for those that would love to be here but cannot because of health. I pray that You'll minister to them and give them strength. Father, I pray for those that should be here but just don't care. I pray for the convicting power of the Holy Spirit. Touch their hearts. Lord, wherever they are at this moment, I pray that the Spirit of God might bring conviction. I pray that He might lead them to understand the importance of forsaking not the assembling of themselves together, especially as we near the return of Jesus. That's Your admonition to us. Now, Holy Spirit, we welcome You to honor and lift up Jesus. In His name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Ed, and good morning to all of you. It's good to see you all this morning. And we're going to continue on as I want to tell you now that your support group, Jeff and Wes, are working feverishly to get things back to where it was after the lightning strike, but we still are going to be singing this morning with our songbooks and with our books. So take your hymnals. We won't have the words on the screen. So take your hymnals this morning and turn to page 4. Page 4. To God be the glory. Let's sing all 3 verses as we stand for our hymn sing this morning.
Things He hath done, so loved He the world that He gave us His Son, who yielded His life and atonement for sin, and opened a life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Pardon.
thank you very much. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Welcome somebody to church this morning. It is good to be here this morning, as always. And before I do anything, I want to thank a couple people. I want to thank Miss Rita for taking care of the music last Sunday in my absence and did a wonderful job. And I appreciate you, Rita, stepping up and helping out like that to do. And always the pastor, he has my back when I'm away. And I thank you for that, Pastor, as well. I have a couple announcements for us this morning that I want to share with you. We have a special thank you from the Baptist Children's Home for our donation of $2,875 that we did for walking in their shoes, and it was the donation to them on their children's home drive, and it's a wonderful letter. I won't read it in its entirety, but it certainly is acknowledging our gift and our thanks and their thanks for us as we're concerned for them. So thanks again, church. It's a wonderful job you all did there for the children's home. Yes, absolutely. And a way of announcements, I want to remind you again that Wednesday nights are here and that we need to have you come out and be here for our Bible studies. We've started some new series now, and the pastor's working on some new things for us. So it's always good to be here. Well, it's always lively discussion, wouldn't you think, Pastor? We do that, and sometimes we may have to even agree to disagree. Who knows? But it's always done without being disagreeable, and that's the way you think of that. But no, it's a wonderful time of study, and it's a wonderful time of ideas, and so we all share those. So come and be with us. We'd love to have you here. Now we're at the NC Home Missions offering for September. We've done a wonderful job already on that. And Brenda, what's the total on that so far?
A little over $1,200.
$1,200 so far on it. So we're moving right along. So still time, okay? And I now want to talk to you a little bit about the Golden Agers Mountain Trip. We had it scheduled, and the date of the 11th, it would not work. Some of you couldn't come. So now we're now thinking about another date. So what I think I'd like for you to do, if you're interested in going and you really want to go with us, tell Brenda or get it on the board, and we'll get a date that's going to work for everybody. We've got just a few already that's already signed up. Matter of fact, I think four. And so we need more than that to go. We need more interest in it than that to make this thing work. So it may be something you really don't feel like it's time to do. I don't know. But whatever it is, we need to know if you're interested in that. We'd like to be active again. We'd like to have the Golden Agers again be active, and I'd like to be a part of that. But we need to know some dates that will work. So please let Brenda know how you feel about that, okay? Baptist Men's Retreat, and that's coming up. The Baptist Men's Retreat's coming up October the 14th, 15th. And I think some will be 16th as well. Some of them will be staying. But anyway, Jeff, do you have anything you want to add on the Baptist Men Retreat?
If you want to go, just please let me know. There's plenty of room. We've got two places we can stay at. There's some guys from West Virginia going to be there. Also, W.J. Green and a pastor from the church in Stanfield. I swear I can't remember the name of his church.
Kansas.
What? Yep, that's it.
Okay.
He's coming. We'd love for you to come. So let me or David or Leonard know. And just plan on, we'll decide on the time we're going to leave probably next week. And we'll leave on a Friday. You want to leave earlier, you can. If you want to leave later, you can. We're like bowling hands.
There you go. I knew that was coming. All right, men, let's go and have a good time. Thanks to COVID, we've had this thing put off a couple times, and I think it's time for us to get back and be active with that. I had a wonderful time every time I've ever been.
You probably hadn't been out fishing lately either.
No, I haven't been out fishing in a long time. So, you know, that's going to change. I hear you. But anyway, men, let's try our very best to go on this October. Put October 14th save date for you to start, okay? All right, are there any announcements that I have overlooked? All right, okay. That being said, we'll go to our prayer request this morning. I only have one so far this morning, one praise report I want to acknowledge. A lady named Veta, V-E-T-A, that's a good friend of Tammy's at the Tammy's restaurants, a cousin to Tammy's, right?
Tammy texted me a while ago and said that she's still not responsive.
Okay. So she had a fall, and now
she's
very critical after the fall. So let's remember her. Pam got a praise report. Let's just praise God for Pam. And her back's still giving a little trouble, but still we know what the trouble is, and it's going to be treatable. And we thank God for the good praise report, Pam. We do. We certainly lifted you up. So let's keep remembering Pam, if you would, please. All right. Are there others this morning that we need to put on our prayer request? Yes, ma'am.
I got an appointment coming up on October the 21st.
Okay, Angela. Okay, Angela, we'll do that. Absolutely. We keep praying for you.
Yeah.
We may not mention you every Sunday, but I promise you, you're on our prayer list.
No, I'm just waiting to just be over with
it. Well,
I'm just tired of being going through all this. I'm just waiting to be over
with it. God, I know you are.
Yeah.
We're going to pray God to give you healing, and I believe He will. I believe He will. Are there others? Yes, Tony. Yeah. All right. Tony, we'll do that, and we praise God for the normalcy that we got, okay? And but you're right. I don't know what the new normal is. But and I don't think you've ever been normal, but and I say that in a good way.
Wow.
No. I clarified that. There's words that I had at Sunday school that got me in trouble already. Tony, I say that in a good way. You're not a normal person, and that's a good thing. I mean, you're a Christian and live that way, okay? What did he say? I'm better than nothing, is it? I don't know anywhere in a prayer time we could be like this, but it's still good stuff, isn't it? Fellowship is a wonderful thing. I don't know. That's why, you know, we come to be together and to fellowship together and praise God. And I praise God that you two are off the prayer list. I do. Thank you. Anywhere? Anybody else? Yes, sir. Anywhere else? All right, let's pray, please. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. This day that we can come to your house and worship your name. And Lord, we know there's those here this morning that have come that to help in the support of that. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for the ones that our support team that continues to work very, very hard for us, that after the lightning strike, get us back to normal here. We lift up that team to you, Lord, tonight. And we thank you for them, for what they do. We thank you for those, Lord, who support us each and every Sunday. We thank you for Miss Brenda over on the organ, for Kathy on the piano. We praise God for them, and we pray for their good health, and we praise God for them. Thank you for Pastor Ed, Lord, and he's there for us each and every Sunday with your word, and we thank you for him. But then, Lord, as we go through, Lord, there's always those, Lord, that needs special help. And Lord, we want to pray for Veta, V-E-T-A, this morning. We pray for her as she is having a very difficult time. And her report from the doctors are not good. But Lord, you're in control. We also thank you for the praise reports that we've heard this morning. We thank God for your blessings upon Pam. We ask you continue to bless her and give her complete healing of her body. We thank you for Tony and Ruth, and we thank you for the praise report that we've heard from them. We thank you for that praise report. And then for Miss Angela, Lord, we continue to pray for her. Lord, we know that you're all powerful. You're the one that will give their healing to her body. And we ask for that today, Lord. Now we ask a special blessing upon the remainder of our service. We thank you again, Lord, for those that are here expecting the blessing, Lord, let us have that blessing from you today, I pray. And these blessings I would ask in your sweet name, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, we're going to do a song of praise this morning. It talks about love. Oh, how I love Jesus. Turn to page 217. 217. They're short verses. So let's do all four verses as we stand together. Oh, how I love Jesus. Okay? Children, you are now dismissed.
You know, if I mentioned Abraham and Joshua and David and Apostle Paul and Apostle Peter and John, immediately the thought may come to your mind, oh, those are some of our Bible heroes. They're our Bible heroes. Did you ever stop to ask yourself the question, how did these Bible heroes get to be Bible heroes? What is it there special about them that made them Bible heroes? Did God just say, any, meeny, miny, mo, and pick out certain people? Or was there something special about these men? And there's some women as well. So don't, if I just mention men, don't think I'm leaving the ladies out. Because there's some ladies that were Bible heroes as well. Amen. What is there special about them? Well, I was teasing Leonard coming in that I was going to preach from the hymn book this morning. And we are. You remember in the newsletter a few weeks ago, I talked about when you look at certain hymns, don't just sing the words. There's some good theology in some of those songs. Amen. And we spent 3 weeks in the newsletter talking about standing on the promises. Yes. Today, I'm going to mention two hymns to get us started. Now, be thankful I'm not going to sing them.
Amen.
But they have great truth in them. And it's interesting, in the old Baptist hymnal that somebody gave me this, I think Pam gave me this 30 years ago as a pulpit hymnal to use when I was preaching. These two hymns are on opposite pages, so I can open to this hymnal, and right there they are. And I'm going to read the verses of each hymnal first and then read the chorus. And then we're going to talk about some things. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus and to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, to know, thus saith the Lord. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, and in simple faith to plunge me 'neath that healing, cleansing flood. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest, joy and peace. I'm so glad I learned to trust him, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that thou art with me, wilt be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Simply trusting every day, trusting through a stormy way, even when my faith is small, trusting Jesus, that is all. Brightly doth his spirit shine into this poor heart of mine. While he leads, I cannot fall. Trusting Jesus, that is all. Singing if my way is clear, praying if the path be drear. If in danger for him call, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting him while life shall last, trusting him till earth is past, till within the jasper wall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting him whatever befall, trusting Jesus, that is all. You notice in those two hymns the need to trust Jesus every day? The need to trust Jesus when things are going great? The need to trust Jesus when things aren't so great. He said the way be drear, dark. Trusting Jesus when our faith seems small and weak. But just keep on trusting Jesus no matter what. Trusting Jesus and taking him at his word. Resting on his promise. Trusting him for life and rest and peace and joy. Trust knowing that he's with you all the way to heaven. How did those Bible heroes get to be Bible heroes? Trust. Trust in the Lord. Now, the Old Testament ones could only see Jesus in the future, and they didn't know his name. But they trusted Jesus. They trusted their Lord. You think about all of the Bible heroes. Think about Abraham. Now, wives, how would you feel if your husband came in from his prayer time and said, I've just ordered a U-Haul. We're packing up and we're moving. And you said, okay, honey, where are we going? I don't know. God hadn't told me that yet. We're just going to pack up the U-Haul and we're going to start down the highway and God will tell us which way to go and he'll tell us when we get there. Now, buddy, that takes some trust. You don't have a clue where you're going. You're distrusting the Lord. Think about many, many years later. When you take your son Isaac, you take a servant, you take some fire and some wood, and you head up to a mountain, and you're going to sacrifice your son. That's trust. That is trust. And the scripture says, Abraham believed that even if he actually took Isaac's life, God would raise him from the dead. That's trust. You think about Joshua. He's got a ragtag bunch of Israelites. They're facing an army of trained soldiers with some giants, and they live in walled cities. And God says, I'm going to give you this land. Now we're going to start with Jericho. Just march around. And on the seventh day, march around seven times and yell and blow the trumpets and watch the walls fall down. Did I hear you right, Lord? That's trust. Think about two times before that. Moses and the children of Israel at the Red Sea. They're right on the brink of the Red Sea. And there's wilderness and stuff on either side. And you got the Egyptian army behind them. And God says, okay, go forward. Do what? Just stretch out your rod and the sea divides. Well, now that'd be awesome. But now just wait a minute. You think about this. Several million people, and they're on dry land walking, but there's this big wall of water. I mean, at any moment, he could just wash us all away because he did the Egyptians, you know. There's a lot of trust in walking across with a big wall of water on each side. Even more, whenever they got to the Jordan River under Joshua, 40 years later, and the river's in flood stage, and God says, okay, priest, put the Ark of the Covenant on your back, step out into the water. He didn't divide it till they stepped out into the water. You reckon some of those priests said, Joe, would you like to go first? Would you like to be would you like to get the head of that deal? I know sometimes when you're a pallbearer and you know that the casket's heavy, you think, I think I'll get in the middle. I don't want to be on one end or the other because I might drop. Could you just imagine the trust that was involved in those guys stepping out into a flooded river that may have been as much as a mile wide, that's trust. You think about David, probably 16, 17 years old, and just a youngster. And there's this 10-foot tall giant. I think he's like 9'9" or something like that. Big old dude. And he's got a sword that you wouldn't believe. He's even got an armor bearer that helps carry his armor for him. Sometimes we miss that little part of the story. Not only has he got his own armor, he's got a guy that's carrying some more armor in front of him. And the guy is saying to, Goliath is saying to David, you just come on. I'll take care of you. And David said, now wait a minute. You come to me with sword and spear, but I come to you in the name of the Lord our God. That's trust. That's trust. When all of those people trusted the Lord to do exactly what he said he would do. You think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I will not worship that statue. I will not worship that statue. Well, we're going to put you in a furnace. We're going to heat it 7 times hotter than it normally heat. I don't know how you get something 7 times hotter than it normally does, but we're going to really put the firewood in there. And then at the same time, they said, okay. That's trust. You think about Daniel. I just like his pure old bravado. They pass a law that you can't worship anybody but the king. And Daniel doesn't go into his bedroom, shut the door, and then go into the closet of the bedroom and shut the door, if they had such things back in those days. It says Daniel goes to the window and opens the window that looks toward Jerusalem. And everybody with 2 eyes can look in there and see Daniel's praying to his God. I mean, that's trust. That's trust. And you know, sometimes trust happens when things don't make sense. Think about old Joseph. He did the right thing. He refused to commit adultery with his master's wife. I mean, he did the honest thing, the godly thing. He did the pure, morally right thing. And what did he get? She lied about him and he was thrown into prison. Now that's trust. And sometimes when we do that which is right, things don't go like we think they ought to. But that's still trust. That's still trust. And over and over and over again throughout the Bible and in all the generations since the time of Jesus, trust has been what made the heroes the heroes. Think about William Carey. He was in a generation of Calvinists. And he went to the convention and says, I need, God's calling us to do missions. And what they tell him? Sit down, young man. If God chooses to convert the heathen, he'll do it without your help and without ours. But William Carey went to India anyway, and became the father of modern missions. That's trust. That's trust. I think about those early people like that we Baptists, you know, like Lottie Moon. She didn't get in a jet and fly to China in 12 hours or whatever. She rode a boat. Took maybe 3 months. And she didn't come home on furlough every 6 months or every year, every 2 years. She stayed years winning the Chinese people to Jesus Christ. That's trust. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people have followed the Lord Jesus Christ, and they become our enemies, not our enemies, our heroes of the faith because of their trust. Now, every person in here, except maybe the two or three very youngest, have been through difficult times. I've heard the statement, you're either in a crisis, just come out of a crisis, or about to enter a crisis. All of us at one time or other have been in difficult situations. Now, the choice that we have in those difficult situations is, first, we can try to think it out a solution on our own, and we can muddle through the best we can and hope for the best. And of course, that's what worldly, unsaved people do. They don't have any help. And so whatever their education or whatever their friends or whatever the news media tell them, this is what we need to do, this is what they do, they muddle through the best they can. And sometimes they do well, and sometimes they don't. Or we can seek the mind and will of God. That's the better way. To seek the will of God for our particular situation, to seek the will of God for whatever it is that we need to know, and to follow the Lord in trust. Knowing that when we follow the Lord in trust, He's going to safely bring us to the other side. The disciples on the Sea of Galilee, they're in a terrible storm on one occasion. And where was Jesus? Sound asleep in the boat. But as soon as they called on Him, He was awake and He silenced the storm. On another occasion, you remember, they were in the same situation, except Jesus wasn't in the boat. But what does the scripture say? Jesus came to them walking on the water. And as soon as He got in the boat, it says the storm was calm and they were at the other side, right where they needed to be. Trust. Learning to trust in the Lord for our needs. That's the secret of those writers of those two hymns. Simply trusting Jesus every day. Trusting when things aren't going well. Trusting when things are going well. Trusting over and over and over again. What's another word for trust? Faith. Turn with me to Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11. And we're just going to read some of Hebrews 11. I'm not going to try to preach on it. Let's look at the first five verses. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it, he being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God was translating him, for before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. Now skip down to verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, that which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. Verse 11, through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Verse 13, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off and being persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Verse 17, by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. Verse 24, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Verse 29, by faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians trying to do were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. Verse 32, and what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to talk of Gideon, of Barak, of Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed violent, valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to the life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Chapter 12. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Faith, trust. And it says Jesus exhibited that same thing. He did it not looking into present circumstances, but the joy that was set before him. The joy that was before him. We can celebrate the lives of these heroes of faith that inspire us. We can emulate them by our own trust, our own faith. And we need to remember some things. Their God's our God. They didn't have a powerful God, a wonderful God who died, went on vacation, abdicated his throne. No, we have the same God, the same powerful God, the same wonderful God, the same loving God that they had. And we need to remember that. We need to remember he's as powerful right now today as he was in Abraham's day, Joshua's day, David's day, Paul's day. He's just as powerful. Remember, he loves you just as much as he loved any of those. Remember also that those heroes are cheering you on, compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Pam was reading about some friends of ours from Oklahoma whose kids won an art contest. And I don't know who sponsored it, but all five kids in the family won. And so they were at the University of Oklahoma football game yesterday as a part of their prize. And they were awed to 84,000 people at the football game. And at some point, they put those kids' artwork up on the Jumbotron screen. And the people could clap for them or cheer for them. Guess what? These people in heaven, they're cheering for you. They're saying, yes, you can do it. You can live in faith. You can live trusting Jesus. You can live with trust. You can live with faith. You have the same God we did. You have the same faith we had. In fact, as far as the Old Testament, we're better off because we have the Holy Spirit indwelling us. Trusting Jesus, that is all. Simply trusting every day. When you live by faith, you live in victory. It doesn't always, like for Joseph, it doesn't always go the way we think it ought to go. But we still live in victory. I encourage you. Be who you are and Christ, and learn to trust Jesus every day. Learn to trust him when the skies are shiny. Learn to trust him when there's cloud and rain and storms. But trust in Jesus. And how does that last phrase, verse go? Till within the jasper wall, trusting Jesus. That is all. Trust him now and trust him all the way to glory. And then fall at his feet and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me safely through. Let's pray. Is there anyone here that needs to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you'd just step out right down the aisle right now, I'll meet you and we'll talk about it. For the rest of us, I don't know whether you're just coming out or whether you're in or you're about to enter a crisis. Just remember, Jesus who said, I will not leave you nor forsake you, is with you. Like those hymn writers and like those in Hebrews 11, trust your Lord, trust your Savior. Trust, trust, trust. And find the victory that your Lord desires to give you. Father, thank you that your power is not diminished. Thank you that you're still with us. Thank you for your love for us. And Lord, I pray for my brothers and my sisters that as they trust you, as they walk hand in hand with you, they walk in great joy great peace, great overcoming that brings you glory, Father. Now may the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord make his face to shine upon you, his countenance upon you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.